Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data Podcast. There was a lot to sort out amid a crush of big data announcements at the recent Hadoop and Strata event in New York City. And one thing we wanted to be sure to delve into was Intel's discussion of its trusted analytics platform. In some ways, it's an effort to spur big data analytics deployments, perhaps. It seems the method may be an assortment of open source tools like those that are in style with the cloud developers. And to find out more, I'm joined today by Vin Sharma, who is responsible for strategic planning, product management, and marketing for big data analytics solutions in the Data Center Group at Intel. Vin, thanks for joining us. I'd like to start by asking, can you point to specific issues that may hold back the use of analytics and machine learning today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jack, for having me. So one of the things we've noticed of late is that although enterprises are certainly very eager to extract value from big data, the value itself lies in being able to apply advanced analytics being either inferential or predictive models, you know, models that can generalize from the samples of data that you've collected and help you make some kind of forecast about future states or future events. But because enterprises are deploying the ones that are deploying advanced analytics today are in many ways pioneers in their industry, their needs are very unique and their solutions are also equally customized and unique. And what we're seeing is that in many ways the development of these customized solutions that can handle the uniqueness of their needs holds back the development and the deployment of those of that infrastructure of the analytics solutions. And what we're specifically looking at are the causes and the factors that hold enterprises back as they deploy these big data analytics solutions. And what we've noticed is a common pattern. Regardless of the industry or the organization, there are some things that we keep coming across over and over again. These are fundamentally that the people building these advanced analytics models, these inferential and predictive models, are data scientists. And data scientists are rare. And their time is expensive, but the bulk of the time that they spend today is on mundane, error-prone tasks that require preparing the data for analysis or wrangling with it, and then developing a model or, you know, forming a hypothesis and building a model. But that process is iterative. It takes a while to get the data right in exactly the shape that you want it to be, and then look for features that could potentially be of interest, right? Being able to do that feature engineering takes a fair bit of time. And then finally, when they write or develop the model, they express it in a language like Python or R or Julia. And these are somewhat specialized, well-defined languages for their task, but when the time comes to deploy the model in production, then they throw it literally over the wall to an application developer who tends to write in languages that they're familiar with, like Java or Scala. And so the app developer or the systems developer now re-implements that model that the data scientist wrote, and then that, you know, in some cases they take the time to make sure that it's tested and validated on distributed systems like Hadoop and Spark, and that takes a long time. And when you finally deployed it, the accuracy of the model may not quite be what you expected it when you started with the samples of data that the data scientist worked with. So they go back to the data scientist and they have to redo the model and, you know, tune it and train it again. And this process continues iteratively until they get to a state that they're comfortable with. And this entire thing, we think, is one of the reasons why advanced analytics on big data within enterprises takes as long as it does.
Well, I think what you have described at times is a case of an impedance mismatch. And by the way, we let you use that term because your company knows about true impedance mismatches, the physics. But of course, we hear the term in machine learning even. But is this mismatch that the cloud apps that are becoming so prevalent that they just work at a different pace and that the progress with big data is lagging because the development is too difficult?
The reason we think that there's a mismatch is because when you look at the way these aspects of applications and cloud native or cloud scale infrastructures get developed, you see a lot of reuse of code. You see a fair bit of productivity in terms of the agility with which code is developed. You see quality of the code continuously tested through unit tests that get, you know, very quickly deployed. So these components and these modules that the cloud app developers create are being continuously benchmarked or tested against actual usage. And then there's a fair bit of sharing, whether it's in the form of, you know, code repositories, whether they're open source or not, code repositories like GitHub or whatever else. There's a lot of sharing of components between or among developers that are building for cloud scale applications, and you're seeing this today more so than ever. And finally, when it comes time to transfer this technology from one domain to another, software engineers are by nature a very mobile workforce. They move from industry, vertical industry, to another vertical industry, and they transfer these horizontal skills across these industries, and you see a fair bit of that diffusion. However, in stark contrast, if you look at the way data science driven applications get developed today on platforms like Hadoop and Spark, they tend to be somewhat slow and time-consuming for all of the reasons I just mentioned previously. The quality of the model or of the application takes a while to test and validate because you're in many ways dealing with large data sets and, you know, somewhat cumbersome processes. And what we've noticed is that there's not a whole lot of reuse and sharing and transfer technology because a lot of this is domain specific. It's very unique to the industry or the vertical or the organization and its data set. And so we don't see a lot of reuse. So this is why we think there's a mismatch, there's an impedance mismatch between the way big data applications traditionally get developed in an enterprise or client server type of architecture, or even sort of a private on-premises infrastructure versus something that's designed for cloud scale from the get-go. And what we'd like to do is change that. We'd like to get those methods and processes that have worked so well for cloud developers and the tools that they use, like platform as a service components or the microservices architectural style, and bring that into the world of big data applications so those apps become as easy and as fast to develop as cloud apps do.
And that's the thinking behind the Trusted Analytics platform. It's an attempt to deal with those kind of issues. How is that?
That's exactly right. So what we've taken is a very cohesive and a very decisive approach to apply this notion of DevOps and microservices architectural style to big data applications. And so the way we've done this is to first off start with the notion that we're building a platform as a service, except that this platform as a service is designed for not only cloud app developers, but for data scientists working with those app developers. And what we'd like to be able to do is give them both of these constituents, these stakeholders, a shared environment in which they can exchange not only the models or, you know, build collaboratively the models among themselves, but also transfer the knowledge across their domains and across their disciplines back and forth. So more of these apps are informed by the analytics and the big data driven predictive and inferential models, but the apps themselves are easy to develop. So what we've done is create a very flexible infrastructure, if you will, on which you can very quickly provision and start up services that consume or ingest data coming in from external sources, whether it's streaming or in bulk mode. You can operate on the stream of data as it's coming in using a variety of processing components or processors. And you can, for example, examine each event as it's coming through a stream, make some transformations from the data that's in that stream, whether it's converting Celsius to Fahrenheit, for example, very simple use case, and then persist it into a data store. And you can choose the data store. You can choose a MySQL database or a MongoDB database or, you know, something that's more complex like a graph database. And then we have a variety of analytic toolkits, whether it's something like an open source toolkit for entity-based classical machine learning like H2O, or something that's much more optimized for graph-based analytics like the one that Intel has developed and has been continuing to invest in for the past 2 years. So we did some a fair bit of work on graph analysis. And then ultimately, a variety of runtimes for apps, whether it's Python, R, Java, C, C++, or Ruby, we provide these build packs or runtime environments where apps can run in regardless of which language they're developed in. And now each of these components can be independently deployed as a separate service. And you as a DevOps person, a system operator, or system designer, can compose these individual components into a more complex service. And we think that this approach is what cloud developers use today to be as agile and productive as they are. And if we can bring that method and approach to data scientists collaborating with them, then we think this environment, the trusted analytics platform, delivers those values that they need. It provides a common infrastructure. It's highly optimized on Intel-based systems, and it provides the security capabilities from the silicon up that we've been infusing into the underlying cloud infrastructure components for some time now. And together, these aspects, these facets of the platform, work really well for data scientists and app developers.
Well, it's something that we as journalists are trying to track to see how big data analytics will transpire over time and what kind of methods might speed that process. I'm thanking Vin Sharma of Intel for being with us today, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for hanging along and taking the trip on the Talking Data podcast.